I'm sorry, it's a little bit primitive conditions. I'm at a conference in a hotel somewhere, and so I have photocopies of things, and hopefully we're able to work with that. Just make sure I have everything here. Yeah, okay. So we're holding here pretty much Yutess, which is a about Shimshin, and it says like this. It says Mishnah. Shimshon Holacha Chayinov, Lefikach Nokru Plishim Zeinov. So this is, if you recall, this is all a hemshich to the Chazal about, the Chazal is speaking about people that Nosna Einov Mashayna Shalahem and so on. So Shimshon Holacha Chayinov, Lefikach Nokru Plishim Zeinov, Shenema Vayechazua Plishim, Vayinakres Einov, Avsholom Niskor Besayre, Lefikach Nisla Besayre. So Shimshon, he said that she's Yishari Be'enai, the Gemara explains, and therefore Vayinaka Einov. Avsholom Nizgor Besayre Lefikach Nitla Besayre. Or Lefisha Baal Ese Pilakshe Oviv Lefikach Nosbe Ese Lunbois. They stuck in 10 spears. Shenema Vayisavu Asar Norim Noisik Layoe Vayakas Avsholom. Or Lefisha Gonav Sholosh Gnevois or Levavois. He fooled three people, his father, and Leiv Aviv, Leiv Bezin, Leiv Kol Yisrael, Lefikach Nisku by Shleisha Shvatim, three staffs, or Stakintim, Shevikash Shvatim, and so on. So the Mishnah basically is saying the Musig of Mida Keneged Mida, we're starting out with the Einayim. So let's just see the first part of the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, Shim Shebein of Marad. So, Shimshon was be'ein of Marat. V'shenema v'yom Shimshon aviv oisa kachli ki hi yishor be'einai. So he said, yishori be'einai, lefikach noko plishim es einav, shem yechzu plishim yinakas einav. Eini v'aksiv v'avim ala yodu ki ma'ashem hu ki ta'einam v'akshim plishtim. So l'maisa, what he did was right. He did something which was there for the purpose of connecting to of you know, fooling the plishtim. The whole story was be'etzim set up for a tachlis. So the Gemara answers ki ozel mi abasa yashas ein abazal. Lemaisa, at the end of the day, even though there was a l'shem shemayim in it, but at the end of the day, he followed his eyes, and he, you know, it was his eyes that pulled him to it, and that's why he was nenash with it and so on. That's the point. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a plan and so on, but tachlis, he was there because of something, of something else. Let's take a look at the morale over here. Shimshon holach acha einov, lefikach nakru plishtim es einov. So it's Shimshon be'einov mar lefikach avsholom nizgor besayre elu shtei dvarim dvarim gedolim. So Lemaisi is saying like this, there are a lot of different, what's the right word for it? There are a lot of different Mida Keneged Mida in the Torah. It doesn't require Dafka these two. If they plucked out these two, there is a reason why they plucked out these two. And let's, before we even see what he says, let's explain what the Nikud is. Both of these are a something to do with the goof, something about their goof that was part of the Avera, the Einayim and the Cyrus, and therefore there was the Mida Keneged Mida we're talking about in the Mishnah specifically refers to Mida Keneged Mida as regards the goof and parts of the goof that Nisgoya. Maima Muskim. Before we get to what he says, Revolba has a very interesting shtickle in his Nali Shur. He calls it Hargosha Beguf or Hargoshas Haguf, where when a person senses his self, his physical self, that's a shorish for many chatoim. He brings the Gemara by the Nazir that Rabbi Shmuel ate his carbon because he looked into the water and he saw his reflection and it began to be, and it began to, he began to be misgoyah, and he said, you know, I'm a nadir by Cyrus for Giluach, and you know, for Nazir, and so on. So the point is, there's a special kinach of problems when a person feels extremely caught up with his guf, extremely focused on his guf, and therefore these two inyanim, the Naim and Cyrus, are both inyanim. They're miyuchad, but the klaliyistik, what's similar is this, and I'll explain. Ke'elu shnayim shimshon av shalom kolech ber lechet miyuchad shimshon mitzara ayin sheyachase vayevak shebalet havasei ke'ene shel adam ene seveya v'dover zeh chetoy ukefi chetoy hoy oinshoy v'av shalom hefech zeh shenisgoya v'miskoya shemiskad liyis masheroy u'shnei chatoyim elahim zeh keneged zeh. So he says both of these inyanim have to do with the person's sense of self. An ayin of a person, the eye of a person, looks out, like we saw before, like we spoke about last time, and it sees where it is missing, what's lacking in its mitzias. That's what the ayin does. And therefore, the person who declares himself as a chaser, he sucks up whatever's around him, and he needs whatever's around him, even if it's something not good for him. So he saw Delilah, and he was very taken by her, and he wanted her. So desire and a sense of lack comes through the inayim, and that's one michshol that causes a person a big michshol. The Cyrus are usually considered gaiva. In other words, a person who is very arrogant will toss a mane of hair, kind of, you know, he'll show off kind of by tossing his hair. The inyan, besides the fact that hair is cosmetic, it's inyan of yofi, but the hair also is called in the Lashon of Kadmonim, the Moisus of the Moach. Let's talk a little bit about it. It's ki'ilu, a person has a Moach, a person has a brain, and the hair that grows is ki'ilu excess. If I can translate it as a metaphor, it means there's a chelik of my seichel that's there to be used. So I know this, I have to do this. I know this, I have to do this. All sorts of things that we need to do with the seichel. So seichel becomes harnessed to the guf, and I do things. There's another part of seichel where I walk around telling everybody how smart I am and how much I know. So that type of knowledge is kind of, I'm using my brain to show off. It's like, it's not being used for a tachlis. It's being used as an ornament. Just like lahavdol, a balchai has different parts of its body just to show off at a nekeva. So when you have a peacock, has its big tail and all the bright things, it's pasha to show off. So when a person takes seichel and sichlius and he uses it as a chetimtza, to show off, that's a certain arrogance, a certain haughtiness, and therefore it's a sniff of gaiva. So einayim are the shar for taiva, and Cyrus is the shar for gaiva, and both of them are big chisar in a person. When a person takes on what he can't do, what he shouldn't do, that's also chisar. Avshalom wanted Malchus. Avshalom was a very mutzlach child, but Malchus didn't belong to him. When he took what's too much for him, he called Yesek man and Nathal Dami. We'll take a very simple example. If a person uses a car to drive quicker or carry more weight than it's designed for, it will stop. It's going to collapse. A person who is mizgoya, and he takes on himself more than the pshat is, he's going to be destroyed by it because he's be'etzem as a chaser. If my car can only carry 1,000 pounds, and I put in 1,200 pounds, I've made my car into a chaser for that. And that's what he uses, the mashal koyeske dateldomi, and so on. This was one of the reasons, by the way, by Chassidus Shalom, a chup was a terrible, was considered to be a big avla, because a chup is derech yehirus. It's sort of a type of gaiva. It's a show off. It's a show off. It also has in itself a nature of arayas. You obviously, once you show off, you show off for a woman. You know that it goes hand in hand, like the peacock with the flat with the tail. So I'll go upon him. These two are in yonim in the guf. They're achisrenis. And shkaf shalom nizgoy besayre kasar shal odem utaysefes v'yaseh. Shrei derech lesalik asar. So he says, he explains it. Let's think a minute about it also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us a guf, and everything in the guf is absolutely necessary. There's no such thing, we don't have spare parts really. Even the spare parts are needed. If a person has an extra kidney, he needs it. Chas v'shalom, but fails, and the same thing, everything like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us what we need. So how come we have two things that require constant care and attention? We need to take a haircut, and we need to cut our nails. That l'chura, why would the guf be like that? Well, why we don't, for instance, the cyrus on the guf, we don't cut. It's normal. It stays on the body, and that's normal. Ish is different, but a man is normal for him to, you know, you have the cyrus on the guf. On the hair, it is the norm. It's appropriate to cut it. Anybody doesn't, it's like derech avelus, it's derech, it's something, it's not pashit. The same thing with Tzipranayim. Those are two areas.
A nazir doesn't cut his hair because connected or unconnected?
A nazir? So yeah. He grows the hair wild, which is also a type of hefkeres, and then he cuts it. So over there, the nazir by Yishmael, when he said, Hashemayim agalicha, the Shemayim, that was an act of getting rid of it. So a Nazir, he allows it to go wild, which is also not a Derech Yofi, and then he cuts it all off. So there's some sort of tikkun over there in the Cyrus, and then he puts the Cyrus underneath the Dud to be Mavashal. The Cyrus of the Nazir, it's part of what the Nazir is doing as some sort of tikkun in his Nefesh. So, Mirama Zechizarn. By the way, he mentioned it in a minute, but let me say over Vart. It's a tangential, but it's a Bardic Vart. It says that Avshalom was a Nazir. That's the Gemara there. And a Nazir, Lechura, is somebody that's more of a Kaddish. He's a person that restrains himself from all sorts of things to be Mikdusha. So how could Avshalom turn out to be so bad? That's the question. So the Alta Slabotka said, I think it's either Alta or Avram, one or the other, but the same Cheder of Slabotka. They use the Yiddish expression, I'll say the expression in Yiddish and then I'll translate it. Erflekt fressen tanesim. Fressen means to fress. I think everybody knows what that is. And tanesim is tanesim. In other words, they said he was a glutton for tanesim, meaning sometimes a person does things that are quote-unquote kdushadik, but he wants the attention. He wants people to look at it. He wants to feel himself that was haste. He's covering up for big chisarin with a frumkeit. So Avshalom was nominally a nazir, and Sadgeisa, Tzachgehalten, Zer Helik, he was refraining from Jinn, but he was actually feeding the worst part of his Yetzer with those in young. That's it's a Maimon Musker, it's a parenthetical remark, but it's a very, very chashuv point. Agaponim. So he says, Klal Adova, Kimidas Avshalom Lekashiv Le Melucha Veliskadl Begdula. So you have two ways in which a person pursues something that he shouldn't. One is, I want it desperately. This person has a fancy car, I want a fancy car. The other one is almost the opposite, but it comes back to the same thing again. who's worthy of Malchus like me? Like Haman's line of thinking, when the Melech asked him, who should I give a keset to? Haman said, no, it's obvious. I'm Avdecha Neman. Of course you're talking about me. Who else could we be talking about? So by Shimshon, the Chisaron was Ki'ilu, he made himself into a chaser by Holach Acheinov, and Avshalom said, Vaseist, I deserve the Malchus because there's nobody better than me. V'yishchol Havin, he points out, Ki Shimshon Avshalom Shneim Nizirim Hoyim, both were Nizirim. Ukraminu Satnas Naz Avshalom Naz Oilam Hoyim. Of the Oysim Adregal Yoyin Hashalom B'sayir Shem Hashal HaRoish, Holach Shimshon Acheinov Shoy Yosaveh Eino Legod La'ayin, V'chein Avshalom Shoy Mevakish Of Moises Mitzan Aziris,
So let's talk about this also. And the Maral is saying here a tremendous nekuda, and it's a little bit of a pesach to understand when big people do averis. They were both nazirim. In other words, when a person looks to be on a madrega higher than a normal person, the sakana is always, like in business, for Marshall, a person expands a business rapidly, too rapidly. So your problem is you don't have enough substance to cover your vulnerabilities. So I've borrowed a mortgage for this, an investment for this, 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 and this. I'm leveraged out. So right now, my hekif of business is $100 million. But the amount of substance I have is $10 million. That's looking for problems because it's easy to collapse. When you have $10 million capital and $10 million worth of business doing, it's not going to collapse because you have a dollar to cover everything. When you're doing it 10 times over, you have a problem. Nazirus reaches for something higher than a normal person. It reaches for a certain dark, a certain mila. It's a problem. When you go too far, it collapses under its own weight. And that's one of the reasons why Balei Musa, a mashgiach in yeshiva, his job was, now it's just to take attendance and make sure guys show up. But in the old days when they sort of had this thing about talmidim, the job mashgiach was to push talmidim to do better and to not allow them to do what's too much. A young person has big asagas and he undertakes to do things and collapses under that weight. Because when you do too much and you don't have enough teichen for it, it collapses. So al kopanim, so both of them were nazirim. A nazir is a darga above a person, above normal people. It's an avodas Hashem that's on a higher darga. So you're more olul to be nichshol. One is you're striving for something that's not yours. You're not holding there. Two, you're too arrogant and self-assured about yourself. Those are the two sakonis for somebody who's too stark. I don't know if Moshe is a Chassidish man, if he's familiar with, there's a sefer, a book called The Neufel. Did you ever hear of it, or Moshe? The Neufel. It's a book written by a great-great-grandson of the Baal HaTanya. His name was Fischl Schneerson. He was a neuropsychologist in Germany before the war. He was a maskil. I think he was frum. I'm not sure, but he certainly was. I don't know if he was frum or not, but he was a Heise Chabatzke. That he was. He was a Heise Chabatzke old type. And he wrote a book called The Neufel, Chaim Gravitz to the Neufel. It's translated in Hebrew now. I don't think it's in English. And it's about, in the old time Chabad wasn't about Kira. The old time Chabad was about striving to become a person who sort of doesn't care a bit about this world and is kulei tofus in olamos alyonis. It was a very elitist movement in those days. So the Neufel starts about a younger man, a Chabatzke in his 30s, who the Rebbe was worried about him. The Rebbe he's talking about is the Tzemach Tzedek. It's the third generation. He was worried that he was always wary of Schwarze Belt. People that still have black beards and are very oisig chassidus were very troubling to him. And because they go too far, too fast, and you never know where they end up. Something happens in this person's life. He gives up all his Yiddishkeit and chassidus, and he runs around looking in other places to try to find where does the emes.
at the end, there's some sort of sense that he's going to come back, or they came back, or whatever it is. But Balkapanim, it's a fascinating, it's a very, very fascinating book. And the point of it is, you know, too far, too fierce means that the person doesn't have what it takes to hold them. So these two people were Nazirim, Absalom and Shimshon were Nazirim, which meant they took on a lot more, and the taking on a lot more leaves you with some sort of chisaron, each one with a different one. So he says this is a very deep nekuda. I think I once mentioned the Pri Haaretz, that's a Mendel of Vitebsk. He was actually a Rebbe of the Rebbe Chaver of the Baal HaTanya. He says, he said, because knowing too much and not doing based on what you know is problematic. So if you saw Soitbikul Kuloi, you have Yedias, and without an Asiya, it brings the Marsh of the Mishnah that an eight that the Alim are Merubin from Shiroshov, that not from Shiroshov, it's gonna collapse. So he says a person's maisim need to be much more based on what he knows and understands. So he says over here the second part, which is the Gneva's Lev, is also something that shy after this. He doesn't elaborate much. All he says over here is Yeshon Yisrael Lasis Besesa Dvarav. The Lasis Besesa Dvarav, again, I think what he means is that he felt his darga is above and beyond Kal Yisrael's darga, and Bemela, he's not accountable to anyone. Just like LaMarshall, if a nobody comes to a big Rav and questions a psak of his, we tell him, you're mechutzif, who are you to question a psak of such Adam Choshev, such Adam God, etc. He himself, part of the gaiva was that he did things b'seisa. I'm not accountable to anybody. It was one of the hesitations, one of the snagdias of the misnagdish world to Rebbe, to Chassidim, was when in literature welt, until we've become Chassidim also, to our detriment, there was no such thing as not being accountable. If you wrote a psak, there was a Torah journal, and everybody wrote a for and against, and there was no masas panim in Torah. Psak, that is, you write your shtekel Torah, I write my shtekel Torah, and you know, let's see. There was no such thing as not producing no. There was no such thing as no bikiris. The chaya adam once passed not like the goyim, and people made a balagan. The chaya adam said he's very upset with it. He said the goyim would agree to it. He would agree that he. I mean, in Darkash Torah is I wrote my thing. I wrote my nimukim. The goyim wrote his nimukim. The next place is going to have to paskin. There's no such thing in Torah of you know, just, you know, if a person's Yigile Ruan and it's not a place where there's more acid, ever right. In the Chassidish world, there was a problem where the Rebbe is inscrutable. So what do you do? There was no, so on the one hand, there's a starkeit because, you know, you don't have 100, you know, quarterbacks saying what the Rebbe should have done and what he means and what he should have said and so on. What he means, we do have. But what he should have done, you don't have a chat. On the other hand, you don't have a bikiris, and you know it's a safety net. So Al-Kopanim, his doing things besesa begneva, I think means this nekud over here that he didn't want to own up to anything. That's my gosh, what he means. I'm going to ask the element. I'm going to have to cut it short. I didn't want to be mafsix. I told him I'll take off sometimes. I don't want to go to a full 40 minutes of whatever it is. I just, if you have a quick question or something, we can talk.
Guys, one question.
Go.
I never understood why a nazir, he's always considered someone who's purish. The Chazal say he's purish so much, but he's not purish from that much. On a pashut level, I just don't understand why it's so chomer what he does.
So Yayin was something. We have to understand, Yayin in those days was the core of it's like, I don't want to say this is coffee today. Wine was what you ate the suda with, what you farbang with people. It put you in a different mood. We don't have today, you know, certainly not now, you know, the more fancy chugiv they have it. I don't, you know, it's, I mean, not into it. But al kapanim, yayin was something that was the feeling of being good. Yayin samach lev enish. So I think we just don't have the culture today anymore. I used to wonder about it, but I think we don't have the culture anymore of it.
It's a little strange because the pasuk in the Torah.
What do you mean?
It's a little weird that, because it's nit, meaning it's just a little strange. I hear.
It's true, but yayin is so much a chelik in the Torah. It's so much a chelik of life. You know, it's not shaykh to, you know, that's everything's around yayin. I mean, you know, on mizbeach and kiddush abdol and so on. That's the okay. Yes.
Thank you. Good Shabbos.
Okay, v'seder yasher koyach. Thank you very much. Okay. Good. Again, my apologies for the last few weeks, but it's thanks. It's a meeting about technology. Thanks to technology, I told them. I'm trying to make gedarim. Says I said, I don't know what to tell you, but I have, you know, 5-6 Skypes and counting. You know, it's okay. Good. Good.
Okay.
All right.